We will look into Wisconsin's efforts to draw a new Amazon headquarters and the potential economic benefits of doing just that. Amazon plans to invest $5 billion in the city it chooses for its HQ2, Milwaukee threw its name into the hat for the second North American headquarters, as did Madison. We're getting context on this from Stephen Deller. He's a professor of agriculture and applied economics and the interim director for the Center for Community and Economic Development at UW-Madison and UW Extension. Steve, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, leaders of a regional development group in the Milwaukee area recently submitted that application to Amazon. Their proposal included several site options in Milwaukee and the surrounding suburbs. Beyond that, we know the CEO of the Madison Region Economic Partnership says the city pitched five sites to Amazon. So what is Amazon looking for?
I think Amazon has basically outgrown Seattle. Seattle's gotten to be fairly congested. Property values have gone through the roof. It's kind of like becoming San Francisco. It's just too expensive to operate there. So they're looking for a new location, and they've essentially kind of, you know, sent out the calling card and saying, hey, we're interested. Who's got enough money to bribe us to move into our community?
Ah, so incentive's a huge thing as these, you know, more than 100 communities make a bid?
I think that's exactly what Amazon is doing. It's the same thing with Foxconn. These large corporations are in a position to essentially, you know, extract what economists call rents. Other folks might call them bribes. But this is something that if I was a stockholder in Amazon, I would expect Amazon to play every card that it possibly can. But as a taxpayer, you really got to wonder whether or not these things make sense.
Well, the Madison area bid, the theme of the pitch is we are a younger version of Seattle and Amazon can grow with us. Is this an elegant way to say we can't absorb your 50,000 high-tech jobs right away all at once, but maybe over the long haul this could be a good marriage?
It could possibly be, but I think Madison is just simply too small. And the Mad Rep proposal really is kind of covering six counties. I can't remember off the top of my head. So they're kind of taking a regional approach, which is actually a very good thing. The other thing that Milwaukee did, which I think was very strategic, is they leveraged being close to Chicago.
And that the Amazon specifically said access to a major airport, international airport.
Exactly. So the Madison Airport is a very pleasant airport, but it's not big enough to handle that kind. They would have to be major expansions there. The Milwaukee Airport probably isn't big enough, but you've got O'Hare sitting right there. So again, you've got this ideal kind of location between Milwaukee and Chicago, which is what Foxconn was looking at. And that might be viable. The problem, though, is that Illinois is so messed up right now. The state government is in such dire straits that I don't think any business is looking at Illinois right now. So if they're looking at the Chicago market to get access to that, moving over to the Wisconsin side makes a lot of sense.
Well, Brandy on Facebook says, as long as we don't have to give them gigantic tax breaks that we don't get, and as long as their jobs provide a living wage and great benefits, sure, come on over.
I think you're right. But if I was the owner of Amazon, I'm going to be, and you've got cities or states that are throwing millions, if not billions of dollars of incentives at me, I would have to seriously look at those.
So what are the pros and cons of bringing an Amazon campus to Wisconsin?
I think it is primarily the types of jobs that would be there. We're, as a state, we are a bit exposed to our dependency on manufacturing. Manufacturing, by definition, whenever we go into a recession, manufacturing gets hit. And we're a little exposed to that. So bringing in something like Amazon would really help kind of diversify the state's economy. It would bring in a number of more professional-level jobs, if you will, and would really help diversify the states.
Talking right now to Stephen Deller. He's a professor of agriculture and applied economics. He's the interim director for the Center for Community and Economic Development at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and UW Extension. We're looking at this Amazon proposal as cities around the nation and even in Canada as well put their hat into the ring for a new Amazon headquarters. And the deadline, Stephen Deller, was last week, I believe, that communities had to submit their application. Is that right?
That's right.
So now what? What happens as we have this waiting period? When will we know something? And what will Amazon divulge, do you think?
I think Amazon's going to play their cards very close to their vest. All these companies do that. When they're trying to extract incentive packages, companies are very close-mouthed. It's like a high-stakes poker game, and you don't want to play with your cards, you know, exposed to other folks. So as a taxpayer and as a citizen, that's frustrating because we don't know what's going on. But from a business perspective, that's just the nature of the game.
Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrow has said that the recent decision by Foxconn to build a new factory in Racine County is proof that Southeast Wisconsin can offer the kind of business-friendly environment that Amazon is looking for. What do you make of that argument?
It depends on how you define business climate. When you say business-friendly, it really depends on the kind of industry that you're talking about. If you're talking about a manufacturing firm or a type of firm that kind of competes on price, the way that they drive profitability is trying to keep their price or their cost of operation down as low as possible. Like a dairy farmer, for example, they can't control the price of milk, so the only way that they can drive it is to really focus on their cost of operation. There are other types of businesses, for example, like an Epic, that drives profitability by innovation, bringing new things. Mm. Depending on which type of business you're talking about, business climate means very, very different things. Indeed, in the extreme, business climate goes in opposite directions. One type of business is going to look for low taxes, cheap labor, limited regulation. Another kind of business is going to be looking for good schools, a high quality of place to live, solid regulations, consistent regulations. So it really depends on what kind of future do you see the Wisconsin economy.
More than 100 communities are vying for Amazon's second headquarters. Some are doing big, splashy pitches. The Tucson area, for example, trucked in a 21-foot saguaro cactus to Amazon. That's an attention grabber for sure. Milwaukee and Madison area made bids to land the online retail giant. Stephen Deller is with us. He's a professor of agriculture and applied economics, interim director for the Center for Community and Economic Development here at UW-Madison and UW Extension. Join in 800-642-1234. What do you think of Amazon's H2Q? Join us. In their wish list for a second headquarters, Amazon executives say they're looking for a metro area of more than 1 million people with a stable, business-friendly environment. Any proposed location should also have easy access to an international airport and major highways. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is confident his city can compete with tech hubs like Boston and Denver in this competition that's got cities jazzed up to sell themselves big. Stephen Deller is a professor of agriculture and applied economics. He stays with us. He's the interim director for the Center for Community and Economic Development at UW-Madison and UW Extension. You can join in as well at 800-642-1234. What do you think are the chances that Amazon will choose Wisconsin? What is Wisconsin's winning asset? 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And Stephen, Little Rock used the Amazon for self-promotion. City leaders took out a giant ad in the Washington Post to say no thanks to Amazon while plugging all the other things going well in Little Rock. What about that approach?
Well, good for Little Rock. I think that's a nice way of kind of going about it. But you have to think about where does a lot of economic growth come from. These big relocations or expansions draw a lot of media attention, but when you really look at the backbone of the economy, it's small business startup, it's entrepreneurship. So when you think about how much money that probably cost Little Rock to run that ad, first thing I say, well, geez, I wonder how many small businesses they could have helped with that money.
Mm. And then we had Matt from Wausau who emailed. He says, Amazon is an actual American company that creates a great work environment. He asks, where are the Republicans when it comes to luring Amazon?
I think it's probably they put all their eggs in the Foxconn basket. But raises a very good point here in terms of the kind of incentives that Amazon or any of these big companies are going to be looking for. In the state of Wisconsin, municipalities, cities, villages, towns, counties really are very limited in what they can do in terms of putting an incentive package together. It's basically all they have at their disposal is a TIF district, which is really more of a public administration to pay for expensive infrastructure projects. The state really has all the tools. So if Milwaukee's going to be serious or Madison's going to be serious, they've got to have the state very actively involved. But right now, they're so wrapped up with Foxconn that I'm not sure that the timing's right.
Let's take Ed now in Madison. Hi, Ed.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was wondering, to what extent would improved or high-speed rail between Milwaukee and Madison improve Milwaukee's chances?
I think it would have been an excellent piece of the puzzle. It would have been a great selling point. The fact that Amazon said they need to have access to international airports, big international airports. That speaks to how important it is for their workforce to get from here to there. And having something like high-speed rail would be a real nice piece to have added to the package. But again, it depends on the kind of business. I think if you were to ask that exact same question about Foxconn, I would have said I don't think it would have made a bit of difference.
There's also this word called placemaking. And what is placemaking and how does that play into all of this?
Placemaking, it used to be kind of, all the research kind of suggested that people follow jobs. But more recently, it's kind of turned around on its head. It's more jobs follow people. And what that means is that people now are really kind of saying, you know, where do I want to live? What kind of an environment do I want to live in? And that's where I'll go to. And increasingly, that's where I'm going to go to raise my family and start my business. So a lot of communities have really kind of taken a very different approach. Rather than trying to recruit businesses, it's just not a win-win situation for communities, is they're going to try to make their community the best place to live that they possibly can. And what that will do is that will attract people, that will attract business. So it's a different way of thinking about what business climate in a sense.
Well, Ed, thanks for that call. Matt from Wisconsin Dells called. He says, I don't think Wisconsin has a chance because people are flocking to places like Denver, and Wisconsin doesn't have the growth in population or the progressive culture that attracts up-and-coming talent. What do you make of Matt's concern there?
I think Matt's right on target here. You look at the type of business that Amazon is and the type of people that are drawn to work for an Amazon. Amazon is more like an Epic than, say, a Foxconn. So now you're saying, okay, what kind of workforce does an Epic need or an Amazon need? And these are folks that are going to be more interested in having these placemaking idea strategies, good schools, safe parks, recreation, cultural events, good places to go out to dinner. And that's a very different workforce than, say, a Foxconn is going to be looking for. So
what would a Foxconn be looking for?
I think Foxconn's just looking for good labor, period. It's a manufacturing facility. There is talk of Foxconn putting in a research and development facility. Now, that's a little different, but it's a different type of workforce. It is why places like Denver is really hip and happening, and it's very attractive to a lot of people. So if you have a mid-level manager in Amazon in Seattle, and they're relocated, and you say you have a choice between Milwaukee or Denver, no digs intended at Milwaukee, but guess where that person's going to say, I would rather go to a place like Denver.
But why? What's going on in Colorado and in Denver specifically that they're doing well in placemaking?
It's a very, well, Colorado is a very libertarian state. It's progressive in the sense of, I mean, it's one of the first to legalize recreational marijuana. It has tremendous brew pubs. It's got great restaurants. It's got great arts. It's got the mountains right there. And it's just kind of a, it's like a Madison, but on a much bigger scale.
Mm. So what are other states who are vying for this headquarters? What are the leading contenders, you know, looking like for Amazon?
I would think places like Austin, Texas, maybe Dallas, perhaps Denver. I think California probably is out because of the cost of operation. There's a lot of folks fleeing out of California because it's just too expensive.
What about the Eastern Seaboard? I mean, wouldn't they want to be coast to coast and coast or not necessarily? Is that not
necessarily?
Okay.
Not necessarily. Atlanta might be too spread out. But you start thinking of these cities that are kind of, you know, think of other cities like Seattle. And where are those places?
Mm.
And that's the type of place that they're going to be looking for.
But it's more than mountains and a lot of high-tech people and great infrastructure. I mean, isn't there something more to this that they're needing? And then why wouldn't they expand in Seattle in their home?
I think it's because Seattle is a bit landlocked because of the geography there. And if you've been to downtown Seattle lately, it's really getting congested, and housing prices are really going through the roof. So I think it's just a simple matter of we've outgrown our space, and we need to find another place to grow and expand.
Isn't that kind of snubbing Seattle in a way or not?
I mean, No, not really. It is... it's just simply, I'm sure that if they could, that they would continue to grow in Seattle, but I think they've just kind of hit a bit of a barrier.
So as the process continues for the Foxconn deal, we have on one side of the page, and as Amazon decides whether, you know, where it's going to have its HQ2, what are you watching in all of this business action?
I'm really curious as to the previous caller's comment, not Ed, but the wrote it on Facebook, about where's state government in this? Where is the Republican leadership in this? They've been awfully quiet. And I'm kind of looking at that as, you know, what's the Republican leadership looking to in terms of what they can get excited about? They can get excited about a Foxconn because it's manufacturing, but they can't get excited about Amazon because it's something different. Amazon's looking for something very outside how the Republicans traditionally view business climate. So that's kind of what I'm looking at right now. I would love it if Amazon came to Wisconsin, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
So could it also be in relationship making, that they don't have the relationships that they've sowed the seeds so long in manufacturing as they have it with a firm like Amazon? Or is it not relationships that you need in this type of situation?
I'm not sure it's relationships. Mm-hmm. Relationships always help.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a leg up if you've got a relationship with a company. But it's really, at these level of deals, it's really more the economics drives it more than the personal relationships. For example, Amazon owns a small company in Madison here, and I don't remember the name of the company, but you would think, oh, that would give Madison a leg up. That's such a small company that personal relationship there is just, it's going to be overwhelmed.
Okay, well, we will certainly keep watching as this Amazon deal unfolds, and we don't even know a timeline here, do we?
No. But the one thing that I do like about the two proposals that came out of Wisconsin is they took a regional approach, and they essentially said that we're in this together, and we've got to promote ourselves as a region. And I think that's a positive.
And several sites within the region.
Exactly. Okay. It's essentially saying that if you come into the Madison or the, say, the Milwaukee area, it really doesn't matter if you go onto the south side or the north side or the west side, or you go to Kenosha, you go to Racine, or you go up the lake. It doesn't really matter because it's one large economy.
You've got options.
You've got options.
Well, we're going to leave it at that. Stephen Deller, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Stephen Deller is a professor of agriculture and applied economics, and he's the interim director for the Center for Community and Economic Development at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and UW Extension. This hour of the morning show was produced by Brianne Chasseau, Bill Martins, and Keely Baltina. Michelle Johnson is executive producer, and she provided technical direction this morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and it's conversations like this, the State Capitol Report, that you hear on the Ideas Network. Stay with us.